My name is Lakeisha Washington, and I am the energy behind the energy.
You're listening to the SoPod Network. In this episode, Georgia Power's Crystal Mussenden sits down with Southern Company's Lakeisha Washington to reflect on Southern Company's first Energy Behind the Energy, a series designed to share insights on the careers, charities, hobbies, passions, and talents of our employees. Washington, who is an HR senior specialist for Southern Company by day and a stand-up comedian by night, who goes by the stage name Comedian Lady Q, has performed stand-up comedy for 11 years, traveling to various cities and states to make audiences laugh.
Perfect. Well, hi, Lakeisha.
Hey, Crystal. How are you?
Good. Thanks for joining us today. We are here for the Energy Behind the Energy series, as you know, interviewing you. So we just want to start by getting a little background on you and your role currently at Southern Company.
Okay. Well, great. I am Lakeisha Washington, an HR specialist and HR direct here at Southern Company, where I service all of our internal customers with tuition reimbursement, subpoenas, any STARS questions, any program and policies. I am here. If you call that number, you can talk to me. I'm also the learning source SME. I usually don't like to put that out there because then people call me directly with learning source.
You're like, call HR direct.
Right. Call HR direct, not Lakeisha.
And how did you become interested in your line of work?
Well, I started at the CCC in McDonough, the customer care center there in the call center. And always had an interest in human resources. So a year to the exact date of my anniversary date, I got hired to and promoted to HR direct.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, exactly. Been in customer service and call centers probably for over 16 years. And when I went to work for Georgia Power, saw this opportunity, took it and got it.
Perfect. Okay, so let's go back.
Okay.
Tell me about your childhood, where you're from, where you grew up.
Sure. I am originally from Charleston, South Carolina. Yes, the Chuck Town is what we call it. You know, South Carolina is the home of what they say, beautiful places and smiling faces. That's what it is.
Okay.
So grew up there, the youngest of four, two boys and two girls. They always tell me, well, you're the baby. I said, yes, and I'm the boss. So I am the boss. Been a clown all my life. Always loved to make people laugh. So always got in trouble for it as well, too. Yes, got in lots and lots of trouble. And now I get paid to do it.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about that. Okay. So tell us what you do. What do you do?
Okay. So what do I do? I am a stand-up comedian. That's what I do. So I get the opportunity to travel every week on the weekends in town, out of state, out of the country. I've had the opportunity to do two international tours. And I get to go and I get to make people laugh. And I make people of all ages, of all backgrounds, young, old, all ethnicities, you name it. And I go and I make them laugh. I'm a clean comedian. So with that opportunity, I get to do all events. I do family reunions, conferences, birthdays, you name it. I got it. It's booked by me.
Wow. So you have to tell us how this started. How do you get into comedy?
Man, well, I've been a clown all my life, as I say earlier. Seriously, like a clown, like just always making people laugh. And that was not to get attention. I love the feeling of hearing laughter and making somebody feel better that probably wasn't feeling, you know, their best. And the way I got into stand-up comedy, I used to teach preschool. Yes, I used to teach four-year-olds for 8 years.
Wow.
8 years I taught four-year-olds. And I taught at a Christian school, a private school, and one lady, she was a pastor's wife, and she asked me to come speak to the ladies at her church and make them laugh. And I'm like, what do you mean? She said, every time we have a conversation, I'm dying laughing when I leave you. My side is hurting. My jaws are aching. She said, just come and tell stories and make us laugh. And I'm like, okay. So I did that. And someone in the audience has a production company, and they asked me to come do open mic night there. And 11 years later, I'm getting booked and people want to laugh and they want me to come and do their events. So that's, and I never looked at it as stand-up comedy. I just looked at it as making people laugh. So probably after about 3 years of doing it, I'm like, I think I'm a stand-up comedian.
And now 11 years in, do you have like maybe a favorite event that you do or a favorite type of event? Or do you love them all?
I love them all. My favorite are women conferences. You know, okay. Of course, being a woman, I can relate, but I like to, I say things other people are thinking. That's the beauty of being a comedian. You get to say what people are thinking. And being a woman and just relating to women and saying things, you know, to women, like I always say my joke about, you know, we have a hate word. And it was like, what? I'm like, yeah. I said, all women have a hate word. It's like, what's the hate word? And I said, little. And it's like, little. And I'm like, yeah, look at her with her little jacket on. You know, look at her and her new little car, you know, stuff like that. So I get to relate. So doing any women's conference, I get to relate because we are so known to sometimes not support each other or beat each other down or whatever the case is. So I feel as though I bring all the women together. We can laugh. You know, I love celebrating women. So.
That's awesome. So that must be one of the best parts of doing comedy. What are some of the harder parts or some of the struggles?
Some of the struggles is first getting on stage and getting people to believe that I'm funny before I even say anything. Because number one, they always say to me, you don't look funny. And then number two, right, exactly. What does that mean? I'm like, you look funny with that haircut. But oh, I don't say it out loud. But being a female. Honestly, being a black female and being a clean comedian is the hardest thing, simply because people are looking at the image and they're like, oh, she's not funny. She's not this. And literally, I tell people, I say, oh, y'all gonna give me the hate clap, because, you know, they'll read my bio, or some people won't even read my bio. They'll say, OK, come into the stage. Put your hands together for Lady Q. And people be like. I'm like, oh, no, that's what y'all not going to do is give me the hate clap. No. So literally, I'll do my own introduction. So really? I'll read out my own bio in my head and I'll do my own introduction.
Can we get an introduction? What is that like?
Well, I'll go over to the DJ and I say, hey, you know, play something real high. I play my favorite song is Sierra Level Up. You know, if you ever listen to those lyrics, that is like one of the most empowering songs ever. You know, it's just talking about shaking off your haters and taking your life to the next level and just doing whatever it is that you want to do, doing it with full force. So I'll tell the DJ, I say, hey, play Level Up soon as I call my name. So 9 times out of 10, I have a cordless mic. So I said, okay, I'm going to step out of the room and I'm about to do my own introduction because y'all acting like y'all don't know who I am. So, you know, they're now sitting up in there like, who is this crazy lady? So I go out the room and I'm like, ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Charleston, South Carolina, she has opened up for Rodney Perry, Bruce Spall Fry. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for one of the funniest comedians here tonight, Lady Q. What? And then you get Level Up. Level up. Right. You know, I come out dancing. They're literally on their feet, like screaming. And I'd be like, okay, now cut it. Y'all sit down. Let me do my thing. You
know, so and then you get into it.
Yeah. So a lot of times it's just not being mainstream known, again, a female. And then I dress like really, what's the word I'm looking for? I dress up. Like no matter what event I'm going to, I'm wearing stilettos. You know, I'm going to have like a bodycon dress, so kind of like a Samore look, you know, the comedian Samore. Mm-hmm. You know, she's just really glamorous and fabulous. So I have that look when I perform. So people
look good, feel good.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So people are looking at me like, you know, so I got to kind of soften up and be like, hey, I'm not that female. We're cool. We're going to be best friends. And that's another joke that I tell. Because I'll ask people, I say, how many of you never seen or heard of me before? And they'll raise their hand. I said, good, because I never seen or heard of you either. But after tonight, we're going to be the best of friends.
Nice icebreaker. That's good.
So, yeah.
Okay. So let's go back about you. So your family, where you live now, where are you?
Well, I'm here in Atlanta. Well, okay. In Lithia Springs, I have two adult children.
Yes.
Jasmine, my daughter, is 25. My son, Derek, is 23. And we're literally a very, very close-knit family. I mean, I've been a single parent all my life. And so it's always been the three of us. You know, from start to finish, you know, they won't move out. So it's still the three of us. It's still the three of us, but yeah, we have each other's back, and they're truly the best things that ever happened to me. They really are.
That's awesome. And they support, they come to your shows.
Well, not anymore. They used to, you know, and my daughter, she's so crazy. She's like, okay, is this a church event or is it like a regular event? I'm like, what's a regular event? You know, she's like, not in church. I'm like, okay, yeah. And if they travel with me, they're like, okay, what hotel did they put you in? I'm like, really, Jasmine? So she looks for the snacks. You know, she's like, we go to the green room, right? Because they'll have a green room. And she's like, oh, they got good snacks in here, Mom. This Publix fruit right here. This is Publix fruit. So she's there to eat. My son, he's there to make sure, you know, no one flirts with me.
Bodyguard.
Right. He's my bodyguard, you know. Cool. Like, okay, you gotta back off my mom, you know. But,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they used to travel. Now, you know, they don't. It depends on where I'm going.
Right.
So if I'm flying out of town, if I'm going, like, to Florida somewhere, they'll go with me because they're going to go to the beach while I'm performing. So... That's the support I get from my kids now.
Well, but speaking of travel, I know you're well traveled and you love to go around different places. Tell me about that. What are some of the favorite places you've been?
The favorite place, of course, I've done two international. So I've been to the Bahamas and I've been to Jamaica. I like Jamaica more so than the Bahamas. They're more partying type people. But that was a lot of fun to do that. And it's amazing how funny is funny. And that always makes me nervous because if we're always going to look at things, we're going to judge by that image. So when I see a crowd or see certain people, I'm thinking, oh, my God, am I going to be funny? Are they going to be able to relate? Because my jokes are, you know, preset for the most part, you know, and I'm like, are they going to get what I'm saying? But funny is funny. And that's what people always tell me, because I don't like being introduced as a clean comedian. I'm like, just introduce me as a comedian, because when you hear a clean comedian, people sometimes automatically think you're not funny. But I'm like, no, you know, just say I'm a comedian. But the two internationals were one of the best. I love going to Florida because people know I love the heat and I love the beach.
Yes.
And so sometimes I'll get offered to, you know, they'll put me up an extra night so I can go to the beach. So that's really nice. Yeah.
That's nice.
That's really nice. So the farthest up north, I guess that's north, Illinois, Indiana, kind of somewhere in there. Yeah. Is where I've been.
And if your life was a movie, what would it be called?
Amazing Me.
Love it.
Yes. It would be called Amazing Me, because anything less than amazing is not an option. So whatever I do, I strive to do my best. And it's not only in comedy, it's even in conversation with a stranger. I'm going to have the best conversation that I can have with that person, because I want your time with me to be an experience. So, and that's, it's kind of a stage mindset that I have. So whether I'm on stage for 5 minutes or 15 minutes and there are 20 other comedians behind me, I want to be the one that sticks out and you remember me because of who I am and what I bring to you. So that's what my logo says, this Lady Q the Entertainer, because I love to entertain people. So your time with me, whether it's coffee, tea, a show, a night out on a town, it's going to be an experience. It's going to be something you remember.
Love that. Amazing Me. Yes. Perfect. Is there anything else that you want to share about your role here, your life, your comedy?
I mean, I just make the best of everything. And I enjoy everything that I do, even my per se 9-to-5 job. Even in that, no, every day is not always up and laughing and all of that, but I still make the best of every day, because feeling some other way about it is not going to change that situation. So I always make the best out of it. I always see the glass half full. I always see the silver lining around the cloud, because it takes less energy to do that, you know, than to, like they say, it's more muscles to frown than it is to smile. Right. So that's how I see life, you know, as a whole. So I always tell people, hey, if you book me for your event, I'll be coming back. You would want to book me again.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, you would want to book me again. So can I give my social media information?
Please.
Okay, so you can follow me on Facebook under my real name. Yes, it's LaQuitia with a Q on Facebook. So it's LaQuitia Washington. On Instagram, it is Comedian Lady Q. And I tell people, you have to put comedian in front of it, because if you just Google Lady Q, that's not me. I don't know what's coming up. It's not me. You can always go to my website at www.comedianladyqlaughter.com and have everything there is connected.
Lakeisha, this has been amazing. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I had an awesome time.
It was a lot of fun. And I'm so glad employees are going to get to know you.
Yes. And y'all can follow me. Make sure you follow me. Just don't follow me home, because that's a felony in the state of Georgia. It's called stalking. So don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the latest episode from the SoPod Network. Stay tuned for more.